Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Good to be with everyone today. I trust you're all doing very well. I am going to do things a little different today. At the beginning of this broadcast, I want to share with you a couple of things. And at the end of it, at 10 o'clock, over at Omega Radio, it's real important that we hear this, on omegaradio.org in 1 hour, I'm going to be playing an interview that I had with Daniel Seckham last night. Daniel Seckham called in from Australia last night. We pre-recorded a program. I thought it was excellent. And it's one of those broadcasts where you want people everywhere to really hear this word of the Lord. And I've been laboring throughout the morning to try to present it to you at this time, but was unable to do so. So it will be playing on the Omega Radio Network immediately following this broadcast. Okay, so that's one of the big news is I wanted to let you know. Daniel Seckham called in from Australia. It was a great time we had for about an hour on the air. And then when you're done listening to that, if you have some time, captivating about 2 or 3 hours of your time here today, at 11 o'clock on KURM Radio over at KURM.net, I'll be interviewing the author of the book, Technocracy Rising. His name is Patrick Wood. He is all over the world. He is a speaker and very in-depth on the artificial intelligence age in which we live, the technocrats of our day who are wanting to take over the world. And his information is really refreshing. It is something that we could look at and tangibly touch and see. So at 11 o'clock on KURM Radio, which you can listen to at K-U-R-M, as in Michael, .net, anywhere in the world, Patrick Wood, in 1 hour on the Omega Radio Network, which is www.omegaradio.org. You could go there at 10 o'clock and listen to the 1 hour broadcast with Daniel Seckham last night. And for the next 55 minutes or so, you get me. That's it. That's what we're going to do. So we're going to talk about it that way. But I do want to shout out to a very dear friend of mine, a very dear brother named Scott Wood. And Scott lives here in Northwest Arkansas, and he is just a beautiful brother. And today's his birthday. And I want to say happy birthday to Brother Scott. God bless you, my friend. If you're tuning in today, listening on archive or whenever, God bless you and happy birthday. We're wishing you great success and blessings. Scott has a beautiful family, and he comes from pretty good stock himself, as his father, Ron Wood, is somewhat of a prophetic apostolic figure in Northwest Arkansas. Really, really neat gentleman. I've only had an opportunity to meet him twice, but each time we've had a pretty cool encounter. So happy birthday to Scott. Daniel Seckham in 1 hour on the Omega Radio Network, which is omegaradio.org. And then, I'm always looking at something on here. There you get off of there. And then we'll be going to listen to Scott Wood at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time today. And let me just explain why little minor difficulties happened in the last day or so for those that are interested or concerned about it. What we were doing, what I was doing for the last 2 weeks, is I was running the radio station on Sam Broadcaster, but it was a trial version. You had like 14 days of a free trial. And because it's working so good, I purchased it. It was a $299 purchase to have Sam Broadcaster. So I bought it, and the problem came in with putting an end to the trial version and a beginning of the new version. And so things got a bit discombobulated and a little stressed out for just a moment, where we were not able to do an interview yesterday on Omega Radio with hearing Daniel's voice. And so I've got a minor complication I'm working on to be able to have guests call in and other people here on the Omega Radio Network. Now, on Blog Talk Radio, I have everything obviously is fine. The uniqueness of the Omega Radio Network, let me just tell you what's coming up next on there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to cruise over to the queue. And following this broadcast, okay, Daniel Seckham is going to have a – there'll be 1 hour there. And then I've got some great Christmas music, the Andy Williams Christmas album. Beautiful. What a voice. My God. And an anointing. I really believe that man loved Jesus. And then, of course, after that is The End of America by Dr. John Price. Now, I met Dr. John Price when I met with the other 11 or 12 prophetic voices with Rick Wiles from TrueNews.com down in Florida a couple years ago. And Dr. Price became, you know, he was on our broadcast many times, and I've interviewed him several times. Wonderful man. He now lives in Costa Rica because he really believes the information in his book is true, and it's all about, it's proof. He comes from, he's a lawyer. He's Dr. John Price. He's got a doctorate, but he's also a lawyer, so he brings a very technical and legal standpoint for his case. He builds his case like a lawyer. That America is Babylon, and he 70 different references to this, and he brings it out there. And then what we did was we put on after The End of America with Dr. John Price, we have Mark Taylor talking in 2018 about the downfall of the former presidents, and we just saw one of them pass away, George H.W. And then, of course, Brother Bob Hagen will be up after that, and Bob Hagen is a teacher coming out of Virginia, and he'll be shining his light bright right then. And after Bob Hagen comes up and delivers his message, this one will be on Another Comforter, which is talking about that Holy Spirit that's in the inside of us. God bless you, Bob. And then, of course, Stan Johnson from the Prophecy Club. We have taken some of his information. American Catastrophe Prophecy will be up after that. And then here's one you can't really afford to miss. This is a guy by the name of David Hevner with Russ Didzar talking about a warning not to confront a demon until you hear this. I mean, their information is interesting. It's about an infiltration of the satanic realm into the church. And I'll tell you what, you better be ready. Their information is amazing. And then, of course, there is a brother, Sadhu Sundahar. He is going to give somewhat of a prayer bulletin for the president. So they've been doing a lot of praying for that. And then an interview I did with Ginger Rankin when I was on Red State Radio. She'll come following that. And then Brother Ted Marshall with his messages. I mean, Pastor Ted, absolutely amazing. After him comes David Wilkerson, A Cry Without a Voice. And then we get into some Deep Stuff, Skull and Bones, Why George H.W. Bush 41 Died at November 30th. That information comes out. And then we just keep on going down the list. And we've got some good music in between. We have, here's another one, the New World Order reveals their plans for us in 2019. That's going to be an important one to hear. As a matter of fact, I'm going to line that up right after Dr. John Price. So, these are some of them very short messages. And then here's something very fun. This happened yesterday, I discovered. Many, many years ago, when I was on AM/FM radio in San Diego, California, and throughout Los Angeles, California, I used to host a program on the KBRT, Los Angeles. It's still there, K-Bright. And on KBRT, there were two men, Rich Agazzino, which had Crosstalk, and then a gentleman you may know today as Paul McGuire. And Paul McGuire would have his radio broadcast on before mine, and he was kind of like the manager of the whole station in Costa Mesa. And I would have a friend by the name of Benjamin Baruch join me for a very long time, actually. Benjamin Baruch came on with me for years, and he was one of the guys that in 2008, he had been proclaiming the financial collapse before it ever happened. I mean, nobody was talking about this except a few people. And Benjamin came on the airwaves and talked about this again and again. And sure enough, that 2008 financial collapse hit and millions of people lost everything they had. Well, Paul McGuire, I remember he thinking that Benjamin and I were a little bit too far out there. In those days, it's hilarious. He thought we were just, you know, we're on primetime radio on AM/FM on KBRT going all over the world and predominantly in Los Angeles, San Diego area, throughout all of California, Southern California. And our message was very intense. I mean, we were deep in the book of Jeremiah and Isaiah, and we were talking about so many different judgments coming upon our land. And you look since 2008 where we are today, the last 10 years, and you know judgment has hit our land for where we are. But it was so funny last night as I thought, let me type in Benjamin Baruch's name, see what he's up to. And where is he? He's doing a television program with Paul McGuire. And Paul McGuire is interviewing Benjamin like they're the best of friends. And so my point in saying that is sometimes we hear things that we think are just absolutely too far, too radical, too, you know, too much. And before you know it, sure enough, the people that thought that are the ones that are now, some of them, on the very front lines of what's going on with the New World Order and the financial collapse and the deep, dark state that's in operation. Because Paul didn't want to go there. Paul McGuire didn't want to go there in those days. But he's certainly there now. He's written so many different books and to see him and Benjamin. So what I did was I put that interview with Benjamin Baruch and with Paul McGuire up on the Omega Radio Network as well. So throughout the day, as you're watching or listening, you're not watching, but if you're listening to the Omega Radio Network, these are some of the messages that are coming. And so I'll give you an example. Sometime in the afternoon today, right after the Andy Williams Christmas album, there'll be a couple of great messages coming up. But one of them will be that interview with Benjamin Baruch and Paul McGuire. So just wanted to encourage you. And there are so many more voices. I mean, Patricia Joy Xavier, she's up all day long. As I said, Bob Hagen, he's on there constantly. Pastor Ted Marshall, he's out there all the time. Christopher Manti, he's out there all the time. Interviews that I do with Carl Gallups and with Patrick Wood and with Daniel Seckham, they're out there. And so I'm doing everything I can to really get this out there and be balanced, even putting Mark Taylor out there, whom, you know, I don't agree with in some of the things he says, but I do believe that he's got a great, a good message that if we balance it, it could be something very positive for the people. And then putting all these extras out there, you know, the Russ Didzars, and then I've got George Whitfield out there, Mike Hoggard, he teaches on Freemasonry and secret societies. That's huge, by the way. Jonathan Kahn, we put him out there for When Was Jesus Really Born? You got to hear that one. That's amazing. And then Curtis Knapp, you know, he talks on secret society of Freemasonry. I've even put Watchman Nee, Jason Van Bemmel, Curtis Knapp. I've got all these guys, Kevin Swanson, Sean Harris. These are, and many Stan Johnsons, by the way, of the Prophecy Club. I like Stan very much. And so we're not just a radio station. The Omega Radio Network is not just, you know, putting repetitive things on there. Just about every day I'm searching the internet and going through YouTube videos and then converting them to audio and then putting them up on the radio station so people could listen. I mean, it's not always easy to be driving in your car and sit down and have to watch a video, but if we could get the audio and then put it on the radio station, people could just go about their business and listen. And what I'm sharing with you is if you want to immerse yourself in, you know, the truth and the light and the center of all of this is Jesus Christ. The biblicity. We're not trying to exalt anybody. Obviously, there's too many people. We'd have to exalt them all. We're not doing that. We just think these are relevant voices for the times that we're living in. But the basics are the kingdom of God, the cross of Jesus Christ, the good news of the gospel, and yet we are to know the signs of the times. And I'm never going to stop believing that. You know, we can't just, you know, flit off into never, never land and just be, you know, forgetting about what's going on in the world. I know we're not of this world, but we're still to know what's going on in this world. We're not to be ignorant of Satan's devices and his warfare against the ecclesia. And we should know the signs of the times because what's going on in this world is a sign of the second coming of Jesus Christ and end time Bible prophecy being fulfilled. And so we want to continue to put up those relevant voices, those ministries we trust, and not just to create drama or any kind of super sensationalism. That is not the point. We're not trying to do that. We don't want to do that. What we want to do is hear voices that are talking and then see it, that what they're saying is true and it's lining up with Bible prophecy because our whole paradigm, which we did not plagiarize, by the way, we started this by the Holy Spirit, looking through the biblical lens at the signs of the times. That is our mandate. I've been saying that on Kerm Radio for years now. That's what we do. We look through the biblical lens at the signs of the times and we interpret what is going on in this world through the lens of Scripture. That's our job. That's our mission. So thank God for everybody else that's doing that as well. Thank God for those individual messages that are out there. But what we're doing on Omega Radio that makes us unique is we're putting it all together. So if you know somebody that has a great message, just contact me. Let me know. Tell me where to go. I'll get that message. I'll put it up there and play it for a week or so, so it doesn't get lost. And in the interim, I've got some great stuff. This Andy Williams Christmas album, it is beautiful. Whether you like Christmas or not, the songs are just rich and they are wonderful. So having said all of that today, I just, you know, wanted to let you know what's going on. We also are going to be broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all through the Christmas season. While I may not be back to be on Omega Radio, most likely on a daily basis, we will be broadcasting on the Blog Talk Radio. So we're taking off Saturday, going to visit Patricia's sister. And so we're going to be spending time for that Christmas part of the year. And then we'll be back here. And when we get back to Northwest Arkansas, we're having a gathering, a time of bringing in, which we've done for so many years now, bringing in the new year. And on December 31st, which will be, I believe, Monday night, from 8 p.m. till 12 midnight, people will be gathering together with prophetic words. They'll have songs. There will be words of knowledge, words of wisdom. What we do is come together and want to hear the mind of Christ and the Holy Spirit for the year ahead, especially for the Gregorian year 2019, which in the Hebrew calendar, we will not be in 2019 or 5779 until around March or April again, because that's when the new year begins in the economy of Scripture in the Hebrew calendar. But, you know, there's no reason why we can't look at the Gregorian, and there's no reason why we can't look at the Hebrew and find different mysteries in all of them. And so if you are going to be in Northwest Arkansas and you want to spend the New Year's, you know, ushering in a time of revelation, wisdom, knowledge, prophetic words, insights, And what we do is just give every individual an opportunity to go before the Lord, get that message, get that Bible, that 5-minute Bible teaching or whatever, and bring that message. And we just want to listen, and we want to hear the tapestry of God's heart through a many-membered body of Christ so that we can have some understanding. And then there are people in New Wine Ministries that have incredible gifts that we have just been kind of holding back a little bit. They've got good, great gifts of insight, prophetic words, knowledge, wisdom for people. And we've been kind of restraining that because we've all been working out in the realm of character. And we've been wanting to get polished up before the Lord. But this year, I believe we're going to see a release of some of the prophetic voices and those gifted individuals that have words of knowledge and wisdom imparting to the body of Christ, people that will be there. So whether few or many, doesn't matter to us. We've got special friends going to be there with us. Ken and Kathy are coming from South Dakota. By the way, we prayed for Kathy yesterday. She's doing much better today. She's doing much better. She's getting good reports, and she is out of the hospital, and we're so thankful for that, that will actually turn into just about nothing, just about nothing. So that's where we're going to stay for right now. That's what we're doing. And we do trust that everybody is doing well. We need you, by the way, to really promote this Omega radio station. And right now, I believe we are broadcasting live on the omegaradio.org and on Blog Talk Radio. So somebody right now listening to Omega Radio could be anywhere in the world. We just had a friend of ours, Richard Wheeler, come to church this past weekend. He lives in Israel for like half the year. And when Pastor Ken and I went to Israel, he was our host. He took us all over Israel. I'll never forget getting the tires fixed or some work done on a car over in Bethlehem, talking to these guys that where Jesus was born. I mean, how awesome was that? It was so organic and, right down to earth of reality rather than just the tourism of the thing. And Richard, he actually works where they do Bible translations for people from around the world. So in their ministry, they're always having groups of pastors show up and they go through Bible translation, and it's directly west of Jerusalem on your way to Tel Aviv. And it's just amazing. And so Richard, my point in saying that is that they listen to the Omega Radio Network and spreading the word out there as well. So in Israel, the Middle East, Omega Radio is growing up. We need to get the message down to South America. We want it to be broadcasting in Europe. We want it to be broadcasting in the islands of the sea and all over the world, in Africa. We want to see it in Asia, because there's no reason why this message or this radio station cannot be heard. And we know it is. We know it is. But it's just getting it to its pristine condition. And we're almost there. We're almost there. So I guess today, having said that, if you're out there today and, you know, you're thinking about Christmas or you're doing some special stuff, maybe you want to call into the broadcast. The number to call is 818-369-0326. And here's the interesting part. If somebody called in right now on Blog Talk Radio, 818-369-0326, most likely their voice would not be heard on the Omega Radio Network. And that's the issue that we're trying to resolve here. So if you want to take a shot at it and you have something you'd like to share, press one on your dial pad and I'll bring you right into the broadcast. And let's see if you could be heard on the Omega Radio Network, because I'm going to turn it on my phone right now. And all right, so I'm going through loud and clear. So I'm just curious if anybody out there would like to call in and give a kind of report about something. You'll definitely be heard on Blog Talk Radio, but I want to know if we're coming through loud and clear on Omega Radio. Maybe a miracle happened through the night, and we could hear your voice. And so if you're listening on your phone right now or a pad of some sort, just press one. Let me know that you're willing to say hello to everybody and do a little test. I know y'all got to be patient with me. It's, you know, we're only 2 weeks into this, and we've never been this way before doing this on our own. So give us an opportunity here to get this right, and I know you will. Here's a test that I want to do. Let me just do a little test on this and see if this is coming through on Omega Radio. Here, I'm going to play the introduction. Now I want to hear if it's coming through. I've got a couple of calls coming in. Good. So let me take this call. This is kind of a new call here. Let's see what's going on with it. All right, area code 479-238. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Pastor, this is Bill. How are you doing this morning?
Well, Bill, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. I was listening to it on Blog Talk, and it was extremely clear. So I'm calling in now, so it's on the phone, so I don't know if I'm on Blog Talk now. But it was really good, and boy, it sounds like you've got a home run lineup set for the day.
Okay, so you know what's happening. You did call in, and your voice is not on the Omega radio. So that's what I needed to know. The voice is not on Omega radio. So that's one of the things I have to get fixed. I sure do appreciate you calling. How are you doing out there? Are you trucking it today?
I've got my co-driver with me, and we are trucking. We've got a long day ahead of us.
Wow. How long are you going to be out on the road?
We got a lot of miles to put down under us today.
Well, that's awesome. Are you gonna be able to shift drivers?
No. She likes to ride and take pictures.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So anyway,
at least you're not alone out there. You guys get. What's that?
She makes the day go by a lot easier. You know, when you have somebody that's as pleasant to look at as she is, it just makes your day go by really good.
Oh, you know what? I get that. And both of you get to listen to Omega Radio after we get off Blog Talk here. You're going to get to hear an interview with Daniel Seckham. Then I'm going to have the greatest Christmas music for you guys. Oh, you're going to have a blast out there today.
Well, we're looking forward to the KERM Radio interview, too, with Patrick Wood.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be dynamic. He's got a brand new book coming out, so I'm excited about talking with him about it. And so you're going to show up at your destination, and I'd say, my goodness, how'd we get here so quick?
That's it. Well, you be blessed, Pastor. We're going to click back to Omega and listen to the show and have a blessed day.
You too. God bless you, and thanks for calling in. All right, so what we just confirmed is that we are broadcasting live on Omega Radio right now, but when somebody calls into Blog Talk, their voice is not getting on over at Omega Radio. So that's one of the corrections we'll be making throughout the next couple of days. But right now, we have a lot of people calling in, and maybe you have something special on your heart you would like to share. It is December 19th, 2018. We're coming to the end of the Gregorian year, 2018 and 2019. You know what? Let's do this. Maybe what I can do, I wonder if that would work. I'm not so sure that would work, so I better not do it. I was going to actually play an 11-minute clip, and let me see if this is heard on there. Here's a test. Here's a little test. I'm going to go back to the Omega Radio Network, and there's an 11-minute clip here about 2019. And let me just see if everybody on Blog Talk Radio could hear this, okay? So I'm just going to go and slide into it, and here we go. And let's see if we can get this. This is something about the New World Order reveals their plans for 2019. Let's see if we could hear it. All right, so it doesn't appear that that's going through. All right, there's a video that's playing on the – and thanks for being patient with me. There's a 11-minute clip that's on the Omega Radio Network. That'll come up again, but it did not play through to the Blog Talk Radio, which is kind of a bummer because that has to – we have to get that connection made, and I'm hoping we could do that very soon. Yeah, babe.
On Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah.
Oh, there is? My wife's telling me that there is something that was on there. Wonder why I can't hear it.
You want to hear it?
No, it's okay.
No, it's okay.
this is the most organic radio station ever, maybe the most organic radio program ever. But so Patricia said it was playing, and she said it was playing on Blog Talk Radio. So I better not mess with that. I better not mess with that. So maybe you're out there today and you're thinking you have something you'd like to share in today's radio broadcast. It's okay. We'd love to hear from you. I have some Bible verses that I could read that I think are very pertinent to the times that we're in right now. This is kind of my hope for myself and for the body of Christ. It's something that really gives me a thirst and a hunger to experience in my Christian journey at this time. And, gee, I see people going off the air. I wonder if we're missing, if we lost something here on why we would not be broadcasting through. Hold on a second. Are we not broadcasting through at all? Did we lose something somewhere along the line? Let me just check something. Okay. Let's see. All right, we should be coming through loud and clear. Test 1-2. All right, so we're doing that. We're doing fine on that. Something that really stirs a hunger in my heart for my Christian walk and the journey that we're all on. I believe it is possible to experience what I'm about to read to you. I believe there's ample evidence in the Word of God for this personal journey for each one of God's children. I do not believe for a second that what I'm about to share with you is an impossibility for each of God's children to experience in some manner, at some level, in some way. And what am I referring to? Well, when I read in Ezekiel chapter 1, I'm going to read in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1. And it says there that it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month. I mean, here's an absolute date. As I was among the captives by the river of Chebar, that the heavens were opened. And I want to bring that again to your thinking. The heavens were opened. And I saw visions of God. I saw visions of God. How many of you know that we're in a new covenant with better promises, a better covenant? And if in the old covenant, one of God's prophets experienced an open heaven where the heavens were open and he saw the visions of God, how many of you believe as a new covenant believer that the least in the kingdom of God is greater than the greatest prophet, John the Baptist? I mean, John the Baptist was the greatest of all prophets, according to the word, and yet he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than John. Those are the very words of Jesus. And so my point is, if the prophets were having open heaven experiences and they were seeing the visions of God, well, how much more does a saint of God have the potential to have an open heaven experience? Now, in the new covenant, you know, in a court of law, you've got to in order to set a precedence, there's got to be a legal way of doing that. And two or three witnesses is what the word of God says. So wherever there are two or three witnesses to establish a precedence in a court of law. So what is the witness that we have in the New Testament? Well, there's more than two, actually. When it comes to an open heaven, you remember Stephen was getting ready to get stoned to death. They were about to kill him because of his witness for Jesus Christ. He was the first martyr. But before they threw their stones, before they killed him, he said, "I saw the heavens opened and Jesus standing at the right hand of God." So a new covenant believer had an open heaven experience where he saw into heaven. And then, of course, we know that the Apostle Paul, he was caught up to the third heaven. He went to paradise. There's a second witness of an open heaven experience. And then, of course, the Apostle John on the island of Patmos, he went and was transported from heaven to earth. Whether he was in his body or not, nobody knows. Doesn't really matter. But he went into the throne room of God. So we have a minimum, and there are others in the New Testament that we could look at, but we have a minimum of three witnesses that ordinary people had an extraordinary experience with God. And I believe that the witness that we find in Scripture is a precedence that for God's people all over the world, that they can see into the heavens, like Stephen saw Jesus. They can hear a sound of heaven, to hear the sound of the voice of God. You see that throughout the entire book of Revelation. His voice shook the earth, you know, hearing God by the Holy Spirit, having an inner ear. And if you hear the Holy Spirit say, walk this way, you're hearing through an open heaven experience, because your hearing ear from within, your inward man, is perceiving the voice in the direction of the Holy Spirit. That is supernatural. And seeing, hearing and seeing, and then actually translating, you know, this is God's method. And when Jesus said to Nathanael, from henceforth you will see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man, meaning that he was the ladder that Jacob saw, that Jesus is the portal, if you will, of ascending and descending angels. That means there was an open heaven. There was a portal, a ladder from heaven that touched the earth, right? And the Lord standing above it. That was going on in Jacob's time. And so we know that as Jacob's ladder. So my point in reading that particular passage in Ezekiel is to encourage the body of Christ not to psychologically or mentally or metaphysically or emotionally try to experience these things, but I believe these things actually happen when there is a pursuit for the Lord. And we know that Paul pursued the Lord and he suffered many things. We know that John pursued the Lord and he suffered many things. And we know Stephen pursued the Lord and he suffered many things. He was being martyred for his faith in Christ. It appears that those that are completely sold out to the Lord have more of a potential to access this realm of God. And I want to ask you right now, where you are, what you're doing, how hungry are you for a translation? How hungry are you to encounter your Creator? How desirous are you to look into the eyes of your Messiah? How desirous are you to wrap your arms around Him who loves you with an everlasting love? How desirous are you to hear the voice of God say something to you? Not just the word of these so-called prophets that, you know, spew out their so-called knowledge that's really basically just emotional junk, but how many of you would like to hear a clear word from God, a clear word from the Holy Spirit directly to your spirit, a direct connection from the Holy Spirit into your spirit, speaking some word for your life? How many of you would desire to see the open heavens? How many of you would love to look beyond the stars into a realm that God dwells in? And again, how many of you would love to look into the eyes of the one who died for you? How many of you would love to go to the throne room of God? How many of you would love to experience some experience like Annie in Annie's Visions, the woman from Argentina that wrote all about it, and others who have had these experiences? Well, wherever you are, maybe you're in a dire situation. Maybe you're in a troubled time. Maybe you're going through a momentary affliction, which we talked about yesterday. And maybe right now, right then, you could just begin to close your eyes and cry out to the Lord and not just pray because I want to have an experience with God, you know, like Pentecostalism. I want to have some emotional experience. But maybe your deep desire, like the bride who desires the bridegroom, maybe the hunger, maybe the desire, the affectionate desire of your heart to be with Him. Maybe we can begin to focus on that, and maybe we can begin to realize that. Maybe we can begin to, you know, whet that desire a little bit more with the dew of heaven and pray in the Spirit and begin to go after God and seek God and want to encounter Him. You see, I don't believe there is anything wrong. We're not breaking any rules if we desire in this life, in these bodies, to encounter the living God. I believe that people on earth 2,000 years ago encountered the living God every time they met Jesus Christ, every time they heard His voice, every time they looked upon His body, every time He touched them and healed them or cast out a demon out of them. Mankind was in total contact with the Creator of the universe because the entire creation of the universes was created by Jesus Christ, according to the book of Colossians. And so God came to this earth manifestly in a body in the name of Jesus or Yeshua, and people were in contact with God all the time. So it's not such a far cry to, you know, be touched by the presence of God, whether we go to the throne room of God or whether God comes down to us. And so God came to us and tabernacled among men. God touched the human race. He was around the Romans. He was around the centurions. He was around the Samaritans. He was around the Jews. He was around the Gentiles. When he told that woman, you know, you've got greater faith than all the people in Israel. And she was just a Syrophoenician woman, right? And so the God's desire to make contact with his people is real. But are God's people desiring to make contact with him? Or have we just left off this intense inward desire for, you know, entertaining the things of this world? Well, I'm going to go to Disneyland. I'm going to go to the sporting events, or I'm going to go shopping, or I'm going to get a new house. I'm going to get a new car. Are those things more exciting than encountering the Lord Jesus? And are we putting more energy into those things and, you know, whetting our appetite with the things that are only temporary? You know, and I know that a new house is going to be an old house very soon, and you're not taking it with you. You and I know that a new car is going to become an old car, and we're not taking it with us. You know, and I know that gold and silver is, you know, maybe goes up in value, maybe goes down in value, but we're not taking it with us. Okay, so there's nothing we are taking with us, not our relationships, not our families. We are all going to stand before him alone. We are going to be like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and where everybody has left, so to speak. We are going to stand alone before the Lord. And that desire, that intimacy to be alone with him should be exhilarating, not ominous, not ominous. And so, you know, we think about this contact, and I just wonder, what is it going to take to whet our appetite for the things of God? I mean, if God was so willing to make contact right here on earth with a bunch of people, tens of thousands, we don't even know how many, in just 2,000 years ago when Jesus came, well, maybe now he doesn't have to come, that we have access to him. We have access to hear his voice. We have access to see his hand move or in a directive way. We have access for the comfort of the Holy Spirit. We have access. Now, if the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, is within us and we get comforted by the Holy Spirit, don't think that's just a natural thing. That is a supernatural connection. To hear God's voice is a supernatural thing. It's not common. And maybe we're hearing too many other voices and we need to chill out and peer in to hear God's voice. What would you do to hear his voice? I mean, would you enter into your closet, shut the door, and wait to hear his voice? How far would you go? Would you be willing to go up into a mountain to pray? Would you be willing to go out into the desert to pray? I remember a couple of pastors years ago, you know, they made it sound like they were really suffering. They were going into the desert to seek the Lord. Where did they go? Palm Springs, you know. That doesn't count. To five-star resorts. You can get distracted there too. No, this intentional pursuit, you see, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I'm not trying to force my way or psychologically affect myself or get into a realm of, you know, inward, personal, new age, metaphysical, I'm going to soar around the heaven. No, that's not it. My intentional pursuit is to make contact with God, and I don't think that's illegal. And I do believe that seek ye first the kingdom of God and draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And I think if God sees a desire in someone that is willing to let go of things of this world for a season and to pursue him with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength and search for him as for hidden treasure, that he will be found of them. So I don't believe if you're searching for the Lord as for hidden treasure that he's going to get upset with you and tell you, you know, you're breaking some laws. You're supposed to just be natural and carnal and earthly and, you know, stop trying to get into heaven. Well, wait, the heavens are open. Jesus Christ made that very clear. The heavens are open. The veil is rent. And so why not begin the migration? You know why? I'll tell you why. Because it's going to cost something. It just appears that everybody, Isaiah went in there and he got cut in half. He went into the throne room of God, and yet he was cut in half. Paul the Apostle went there, but look at the price he paid. Beaten with rods, stoned to death, whipped on his back, thrown into prison, stranded in the sea, bit by a serpent. I mean, betrayed by brethren. Read his story. John, he's boiled in oil. He's boiled in oil, and then he's sent to a rock island called Patmos, my killing, you know, because of his faith in Jesus, because of his work and labor in Jesus. So you know what I think? It costs something. It costs something to get out of bed early in the morning and go and bend knee in a secret place and search for the Lord and to get that carnal mind into order. It costs something. You might experience a new level of demonic warfare, and that may not be desirous because you've just done everything in your power for the last several years to bring your life into a cool, quiet place. Now, there are times when we unnecessarily entertain, you know, this. We get into these spiritual battles and the enemy comes in unnecessarily. But I'm talking about when you enter into a pursuit to enter in, that's when the powers of darkness line themselves up to prevent you from advancing. And it's not an earthly, energetic, human-natured advancement. We're not doing this in the flesh. You can't. The gurus try to do that, right? The Hindus try to do that. The meditators try to do that. The conscious, you see all these people running around shaking their heads and growling and barking. I mean, we're not talking about that. That's demonic. It's spending time with God, desiring him, not out of religion, not out of, you know, the Bible says I should enter into the closet, close the door, so I'm going to try this. No, we're not talking about, we're talking about a desire. And the question is, do you have it? Do I have it? Or is building a radio station become too important? Or is it interfering? Or is it just something for a season? God said to put it together, do it right, let it rip, get it out there, and work it along the way. But then there's got to be the pursuit. Is it illegal to pursue God? Maybe if you're part of a traditional religious society, it is. Maybe if you're part of a Pharisaical unit where they have the key of knowledge and they won't go in and they prevent others from going in, God forbid we would prevent somebody pursuing the Lord. And I do believe that if somebody ever does pursue him to the degree where they make contact with him, they're probably not going to be the most accepted people in the world. So if the idea is to make contact with God and come back and tell everybody about it, that may not be the wisest thing to do because most people aren't going to believe you anyways. So why go there, right? So, but what about your personal encounter? I know you've had one before. And you know when the greatest opportunity for an encounter with God is? You want to know? It's when we're in those momentary light afflictions. And again, what is a light affliction to Paul? Getting beaten with rods, stoned, left for dead, abandoned, betrayed, rejected by your own countrymen, being shipwrecked, cast on an island, bit by a serpent, being in prison in the Philippian jail with blood dripping down your back because of the beating you just took. Paul said that was a light affliction. But I do believe that in the momentary light affliction, that it's within that moment that we can encounter God. What did they do when they were in prison? They began to sing songs. And as they're in the Philippian prison and they're singing in the midnight season, all of a sudden the earth shakes, the prison gates are opened, and God moves. There's an encounter with God. Come on. It's usually in the midst of our suffering. It's usually when we are experiencing a momentary light affliction, cancer, diabetes, and forgive me for sounding like that's not a heavy-duty thing. It is, but in eternity and in comparison to the glory of God that's going to be manifested, it's a light thing, it's a momentary thing, and it's not even worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. And so it's at that time when the suffering is the greatest that we have the greatest opportunity to experience a divine encounter with the living God. And yet everybody's trying to teach everybody to live a life exempt of trial. exempt of suffering, exempt of affliction. Nobody wants that. We got a new idea that we're not supposed to have anything to do with that as Christians. And that's why we're having such few revelations, few genuine prophecies from the throne of God. I mean, anybody could pick up the book of Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, and preach it and say that they're a prophet. No, no, no. We need today, we need to hear from vessels who have captured the heart of God because God drew near to them because they were drawing near to him. And then God chose to give them a prophetic word. God said, go and do this. Or God said, go build, you know, a homeless shelter for some people. Whatever the instructions are, you don't go in there to enhance your ministry. We're not pursuing God so that we can enhance ourselves in the work we're doing before men that they say, oh, what a wonderful. No, no, no. God may tell you to pack up everything, shut everything down, and move somewhere to a cabin 10,000, 12,000 feet up in the air where the bears are, as my friend Mark Anderson did. When he, a number of years ago, bought himself a cabin over in Colorado, went 12,000 feet up, he used to send me pictures of the grizzly bears and the wild cats that were up there. And what did he do? He went up to seek the Lord. Time when people were saying nukes were going to be flying and all kinds of crazy stuff was going. So he listened. He wasn't afraid to pay attention. It was the most wonderful experience he ever had. And he sought the Lord for over a year on that mountaintop. Today he's traveling all over the world. He's one of the most brilliant men you'll ever meet. One of the smartest guys you'll ever know. I'm telling you, if I bring Mark on the airwaves, he used to be on the airwaves with me in California many times. He, Benjamin Baruch, and I used to just let it rip. If I brought him here now, everything he studies everything. He would blow your mind. And I think I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to invite Mark Anderson to come back on the air with me. But I'm telling you what, you think Ron Perry is somewhat controversial? You know, I bring Brother Ron Perry onto these programs. Well, I'm telling you, Mark Anderson and Ron Perry, they're in another dimension, these guys, with the things they've learned. What'll happen is Mark Anderson will strip away every bit of religion and most of what you think to be true. He'll totally strip it away, leave you totally naked, begging God for a covering of truth. And that's what these guys do. That's what they do. I'm going to bring him on. I'm going to let I have asked Mark if he'll join me on the air, and he'll just blow your mind for an hour. Most people, you know, won't be able to handle it, and that's just the truth. They just won't be able to handle it. But here's a man, I know him, he loves Yeshua, he loves the Lord, he loves the ancient stuff, man. He studies and studies and studies. He's traveling all over the world today. He's having the time of his life. He's been through cancer, he's been through all kinds of stuff, and just a wonderful brother, just a real wonderful brother. He contacted me all week this week. He wanted me to listen to some stuff, and I just know if I go down there, if I start listening to that, you know, I'm going to be brought into another whole direction, and I just can't go there right now. But I could bring him on the air, like Patrick Wood, who's going to be on the air in an hour and 6 minutes. And in 6 minutes, Daniel Seckham. Daniel Seckham. Wait till you hear this interview. The interview with Daniel Seckham that we did last night, it started out a little rough, you know, a little da-da-da. But my God. That conversation turned into something that every Christian on this earth needs to hear. I wouldn't say it was the most profound, perfunctory, I know, I mean, I put a definition to it. I wouldn't say that. I'm just saying, man, it just got so real. It got so real, our conversation. Daniel brought up some quotes. Man, I had actually asked him to repeat them because they were so rich. And puts things in perspective. Puts things in perspective. I want an open heaven, you say. I say. But are we willing to pay the price? I want to be transported into heaven. Are we willing to pay the price? Do you realize if you and I were zapped up or beamed up into heaven and spend an hour with the Lord, we would come back? You know, once you're branded, On this earth, you become an outcast. You're hated, rejected above your own kind because you're changed. You know, every time you enter into a personal moment with the Lord, you're changed. You're changed in His presence. An encounter of that magnitude, man, I think the safest place for John was on the island of Patmos. So we've got a great day ahead. I'm just wanting to, and I believe the Holy Spirit's helping me to stir your appetite, that if you're in the midst of some trouble, you feel depressed or darkened, or, you know, things just aren't feeling real good, you're just in that place. Man, what an opportunity to experience God. God seems to draw near to the hurting. He seems to draw near to the broken. When his eyes looked upon his son from heaven hanging upon a cross, what did he sense there? The man that all the religious people walked by, the good Samaritan finally been ministered to. Jesus used that as a parable to reveal his heart. It's not the gaiety. It's not the glimmer. It's not the glamour. It's not the wealth. It's not the success. It's not the placards on the walls. It's not the size of the house, the kind of car, the amount of money, kind of clothes I wear. It's not that. Those are the satanic distractions. To have enough food, to pay your bills, to get things done, to advance the kingdom, man, and yet to have that intimacy with the Lord, that's where it's at. And God has promised that He will meet our needs according to His riches and glory when we partner with Him. Partner with God. Advance the kingdom. If you believe Omega Radio is a real radio station that is touched by God, sow into it. I mean, the family that sowed into this ministry and bought this incredible computer that it's been running for 2 weeks. There's not even a hint of heat on it because it's got liquid cooling on it. You know what? That was a big investment into this ministry. And maybe you'd like to join and partner. There's a couple of people out there, one or two people that have partnered with us financially in the ministry. And if you go to our website, Omega Radio, you could actually give a gift online, PayPal. You know, maybe that's where you want to sow a gift into this ministry. I just spent $300 to buy the Sam Broadcaster. Maybe you want to be a part of that. You don't have to. You don't have to. I'm going to do it regardless. But I am so thankful for the people that did help. And we have a new computer, and this work is going forward. And I know God's going to bless them richly, and He's going to bless you richly. He loves you. And just keep it real. I'm going to turn this over right now. We're going to go off Blog Talk Radio. I'm so sorry. We're going off Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to get to Omega Radio, and Daniel Seckham is going to begin. So just hold tight. If there's a space or something like that, that interview is going to begin. And then when that's over, .net, KURM, 1 hour from now, and I'll be interviewing Patrick Wood. And so I'm going to get myself ready. I'm going to say goodbye for now to everybody. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in today. Trust you're going to have a wonderful day. Until then, shalom. Hold tight. Get on over to Omega Radio. Daniel Seckham is up next. God bless.